And here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. The Railway Industry Association has published a new strategy for a lower-cost, higher-performing net-zero railway. The pathway maximises current government infrastructure plans and sets out a coordinated track-and-train approach to deliver improved outcomes for passenger and freight users, taxpayers and the supply chain. The blueprint also demonstrates how making rolling stock procurement decisions now could avert the present threats to UK rolling stock manufacturing capability. Network Rail has appointed Liam Sumpter to the role of Managing Director in Scotland, following the announcement that Alex Hines has been seconded to the role of Director General Rail Services at the Department of Transport. Liam will take up his new post on a two-year secondment from Monday, the 15th of April, 2024. Meanwhile, Anit Chandarana has been appointed to the role of Group Director System Operator, following his return to Network Rail after the conclusion of his secondment at the Department of Transport. He replaces Lawrence Bowman, who has been covering the role on an interim basis and is now covering the role of Route Managing Director for East Anglia. And Balfour Beatty has announced the appointment of Steve O'Sullivan as project manager with the responsibility for Balfour Beatty Vinci Sistra's HS2 Old Oak Common Station project. Steve replaces Nigel Russell, who was promoted to Chief Executive Officer of Balfour Beatty's HS2 Major Projects business in January 2024. The Balfour Beatty Vinci Sistra joint venture was awarded the HS2 construction management contract for Old Oak Common Station project in 2019. The project includes the design, construction and commissioning of the station and delivering 6 underground platforms and up to 8 platforms on the adjacent Great Western Main Line. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.